not a, a bakery product.
Yeah. What about if your father had a brother named William? That would be your...
That'd be my uncle.
Specifically your uncle...
Uncle Bill.
And if he had one named John, that'd be...
Be Uncle John. Of course, John and Jack's same. And I've known families that had a son John and a son Jack.
What about in the war between the states, the man who was the commander of the Southern forces, that was...
He was a Union, I mean a Confederate commander.
What was his name?
You mean some name of a commander? I'm confused. We've got Lee and we've got Jackson and we've got...
I think it was Lee. Do you know what his rank was in the Army?
His rank? Well, he was a general, wasn't he? Well,
what about this fellow that you see in TV commercials for Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Oh, old Colonel Sanders.
Or what about the rank of a person who's in charge of a ship? You call him...
He'd be a commander. That'd be a captain or a commander.
Or what do you call the man who presides over the county court?
He a presiding judge. Of course, here we call him county judge.
County judge. Well, what about a person who goes to college to study? He's a...
You mean he's a student or a doctor? He's studying for a doctorate degree.
Well, what about a woman who types and files and takes care of the boss's mail?
She'd be a secretary or a girl Friday. Of course, now they're resenting preparing coffee for them.
I heard a little bit about that. Yeah.
This woman's lib is running a lot of things.
Yeah, I think somebody said the sad thing about women's lib was the fact that a lot of these women don't have any sense of humor. You can't laugh at themselves. Very serious about this.
Yeah. My wife says she doesn't go along with this woman's lib.
Well, what about you'd say a man who is on stage would be an actor, you call a woman.
I bet she'd be an actress.
And what about our nationality? We're both...
We're Caucasian. I'm English. I'm a Scandinavian descent.
Originally?
Way back, as far as I can find out, of course the family came to England.
But anybody who lives in the United States is just...
He'd be American. Of course, you know there's more than one American. Anybody in South America is American, or Canadian is American, but I don't know why they refer to us as being American, and because they live in Canada, is Canadian.
That's true.
And because in Mexico, he's a Mexican.
Yeah.
But they're all American.
Yeah. I never thought about that. That's the point, though. Well, what about, if the sidewalk were iced over in the winter, you might tell somebody, well...
Be careful, you'll slip and fall down.
Uh-huh.
Break your contract.
Or you might hear something like this, well, I managed to keep my balance, but I...
Slid down?
Or fell. Just about, you...
Almost fell. We had an example of that last winter.
Is that right?
Oh, yes, we had a severe winter.
Mm-hmm. What about if someone's waiting on you to go somewhere, they might call out to you,
hurry up and get ready. Aren't you ready yet?
Uh-huh. And you might call back, well, I'll be
there. Wait just a minute, I'll be there. Keep your shirt on.
Uh-huh. Well, what about if you want to know the distance? Say if you're on a trip, you might ask somebody, well, how
far is it to a certain point?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to have to use kilometers in place of miles.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that.